Chocolate 2. Hello, and welcome to the second part of this lesson on chocolate. At the end of this video, you will be able to name and describe the different steps of the transformation from cocoa to chocolate, describe the composition of different types of chocolate, explain the price of chocolate. How is the cocoa bean transformed? Once the chocolate factory receives the beans, several steps take place. Step 1. Roasting. The beans are roasted, which develops their flavors. Step 2. Crushing. The beans are broken into tiny pieces called cocoa nibs. Step 3. Grinding. The cocoa nibs are ground into a cocoa paste, which naturally contains around 50% of fat called cocoa butter. To extract cocoa butter, some of the cocoa paste is pressed. Step 4. Assembling. The cocoa paste is mixed with other ingredients, such as cocoa butter, which makes the chocolate more fluid. There are three main types of chocolate: dark, milk, and white chocolate. How are the three main types of chocolate composed? Here are examples of their composition. A high-quality dark chocolate with 75% cocoa content would contain 60% cocoa paste, 15% cocoa butter, 24% caster sugar, 1% soy lecithin, while a high-quality milk chocolate with 40% cocoa content would contain 20% cocoa paste, 20% cocoa butter, 34% caster sugar, 25% powdered milk, 1% soy lecithin. Lastly, a high-quality white chocolate with 35% cocoa content would contain 35% cocoa butter, 39% caster sugar, 25% powdered milk, 1% soy lecithin. For all types of chocolate, soy lecithin is optional, and some factories don't use it. It acts in the mixture as an emulsifier. As you can see, white chocolate doesn't contain cocoa paste, and dark chocolate doesn't contain powdered milk. Step 5. Conching. The mixture is stirred for 2 to 3 days. This step is crucial because it gives chocolate its taste and texture. This step was discovered by Rudolf Lindt. Step 6. Tempering. This step is very important in making chocolate. It consists in increasing, then decreasing the temperature of the chocolate by following a temperature curve very closely. Each type of chocolate has its own temperature scale. Step 7. Molding. The chocolate is poured into a mold, then chilled before being removed from the mold, packaged, and sold. Why is handcrafted chocolate so expensive? Only a handful of chocolate craftsmen make their chocolate from A to Z. Most craftsmen buy the chocolate directly from an industrial producer for 20 to 30 francs CHF per kilo. To transform the chocolate in the way the craftsman wants, he or she must repeat the tempering and molding steps that are part of the production process. The purpose of the tempering is to stabilize the cocoa butter crystals and emulsify the chocolate mixture. Thanks to tempering, the chocolate will be shiny and break cleanly after crystallization. The chocolate can be tempered in two different ways, either manually or mechanically. The tabletop method is the most common and well-known type of manual methods. The craftsman spreads the melted chocolate on a marble top table to lower its temperature. It requires lots of time and skill. The mechanical method uses a chocolate tempering enrobing machine. It requires just as much expertise, but it's an expensive machine. Once the chocolate has been tempered, the chocolate craftsmen can unleash their imagination during the molding process, transforming the chocolate into tablets, bonbons, or Easter eggs, for example. Now you know. Chocolate is both noble and delicate, which makes it difficult to work with. That is why chocolate produced by expert chocolate craftsmen is sold at a price of between CHF 100 and 150 per kilogram. The price depends on several factors: the origin and type of bean, time and skill required, the cost of appliances and other equipment, the packaging, which is often personalized and must protect the product. Dear students, I hope you have enjoyed this second video on chocolate. Please don't forget before coming to class to complete your pre-work assignment, available on your LMS page.